Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
Good morning. Welcome to Empower Wichita. I'm your host, Carla, hanging with you on your Sunday morning. And I have two wonderful guests with me, Natasha and Savannah. Now, we're going to jump in to what's going on, Savannah. But first, I just got to say, I have this cool, Savannah just brought me this bracelet. It's a Lupus Research Alliance bracelet. And what are these bracelets, Savannah?
They represent people with lupus.
They represent people with lupus?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How old are you?
14.
What school do you go to?
Robinson Middle School.
Nice. So now Natasha reached out to me on Facebook, and we're just going to jump right in. The Walk to Cure Lupus is happening here in Wichita October 6th.
Yes.
Which is a Saturday. And Savannah, talk to me. So now, is lupus something that you personally battle with?
Yes, very.
Since you were born, I'm assuming?
No, since this summer.
Really? Can you kind of share your story with us?
Like, a couple of days after school ended, my pain started coming. First was the hair loss, then my numbness on my fingers and swollenness on my legs, and then carried on.
So, Mom's kind of nervous to be on the air. Thank you so much for joining us. When she was expressing these symptoms to you, what kind of happened? You take her to the doctor and you take tests, I'm assuming?
Well, I went to the doctor. She was saying because of her age, she was too young and she was having sores in her mouth. So I would just, you know, being in a medical field, tell her, brush your teeth more, mouthwash,
right. And
maybe don't sleep on your hands or the swelling. I didn't think that. And then it started getting really bad to where I was pressing the pediatrician and then the labs. And then I got her into the specialist.
Because you know when something's not right.
Yeah, well, it was getting real bad. And then the sleeping and the fatigue. It was a long summer. But then the pediatrician couldn't get her into December. I got her in 2 weeks. And she goes to ARC. So they were amazing.
And so lab tests and everything comes back. And
she's positive for lupus.
Wow.
They thought
14?
It was RA. Mm-hmm. And she just turned 14 last Sunday. So.
Oh, my gosh. So 13.
Yeah.
Diagnosed with lupus. Is this something they said is starting to become more common? Is this a rare case?
At her age, it's rare. My aunt had it. So it kind of is genetic. It happens with, like, maybe bacteria infections, genetics, environmental factors.
Really?
Or puberty in girls.
Wow.
She got it from genetics, so it kind of skipped everybody and went to her.
What is management like?
They finally got her on a longer steroid temporarily to stop the flare-up. So when I do her hair every night, I have to put mousse on it for the thinning to stop and the hair loss. It puts her in remission. And then she'll just stay on a pill for the rest of her life.
Well, you're beautiful. I love your hair.
Thank you.
I didn't even notice.
It got real super thin. And then I braid it every morning and every night so people don't notice because she had thick Italian hair. So it's kind of thinning, but she'll be okay with that.
If you're just tuning into Empower Wichita, I'm sitting here with Savannah. How do you pronounce Savannah's last name?
Ontu.
Ontu.
Mm-hmm.
Savannah Ontu. She's 14 years old at 13, diagnosed with lupus. So we are here for a good cause today to raise awareness and to talk about this really cool thing going on. Here in Wichita, it's the Walk to Cure Lupus happening Saturday, October 6th at Wichita State University. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So the walk begins at 10 a.m., registration at 8:30 a.m. Now, Savannah, you have a team going. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell everybody about this team and how they can possibly, they can donate to the team, or if they don't want to walk or they can walk, fill us in. And Mom, you're more than welcome to help
I'll
out.
I'll probably. My Facebook is open for this walk. So all you have to do is click Natasha Wright and you'll see me and just click on her link and it takes you directly. You can do a virtual walker. I have family out of state and friends that signed up and donated.
Okay.
Even if it's $5, in 4 days, Savannah's raised $560.
Woo!
And half of them are strangers from the internet. So
nice. Now, do we have a goal, Savannah, or are you just trying to do whatever you can?
I'm trying to do whatever you can.
Okay. We had two, and we beat them. We had one at 300, one at 500, and now we're 7, because it makes you change your goal each time.
So let's try and make our goal $1,000.
That's what I told her, $1,000.
Yeah. Let's challenge everyone right now listening, if you would like to donate to Savannah's cause. The Walk to Cure Lupus is happening here in Wichita October 6th at Wichita State University. You can register. It starts at 8:30 a.m. The walk begins at 10 a.m. If you just want to donate, you don't want to walk, you can virtually walk.
Yep.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And donate. Even if it's $5, you guys, let's try and get Savannah's team going. We want to try and reach $1,000. You can search Natasha Wright on Facebook. That's Natasha Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. Mm-hmm. And the link is right there if you'd like to donate towards 14-year-old Savannah's cause. Or come and take part in the walk Saturday, October 6th at Wichita State University. And I'm assuming, is there still time people can find this on the Wichita State's website and register?
I didn't see that. It's the Lupus Alliance.
Oh, okay.
Search.org. And
it
tells you all about that as well, because with modern medicine, how it used to be, say when my aunt had it, she had to suffer. And testing and all this money goes to where she knows when she's in remission, a couple of steroids, and every 5 years she'll be tested for DNA, and that's where all the money goes to find a cure. And they're almost there.
Mm-hmm. So I'm on the website right now. If you're listening and just tuning into Empower Wichita, I'm sitting here with Savannah and Mom. We're talking about the Walk to Cure Lupus happening Saturday, October 6th. If you would like to join everyone and walk that day, it's a Saturday out of Wichita State University. The walking begins at 10 a.m. Try and get there early so you can register. Or you can find Natasha Wright on Facebook. Join Savannah's team. We're trying to reach her goal of $1,000. I have this cool little bracelet right here.
She has gifts coming to the 6th that are a little bit more personal from her. They were personally made by a Facebook friend.
That's so awesome. You know, I'm going to post this Empower Wichita, our whole interview. We'll put it on the website at power935.com under Empower Wichita. So is there anything you want to add, Mom or Savannah, before we wrap up?
She's super nice.
She's 14.
It really just gets her mind away from the illness. She's graduating early in the 10th grade, and
Yay.
She wants to be a doctor. She has a KU advisor already with a vision
You're
board.
Kidding.
No, so I said, well, maybe this is a calling, and God just give you a little bit of pain and be a lupus researcher, you know, because she benefits from this organization for real because of what they can do for her. By the time she's an adult, she might not even have it.
Absolutely. Well, the Walk to Cure Lupus, again, if you'd like to join everyone, it's Saturday, October 6th, Wichita State. Even better, though, if you can't make the walk and you want to just donate and join the cause towards awareness, education, helping with medicine and research for lupus, like 14-year-old Savannah, we are trying to get her team going. She's trying to reach their goal of $1,000, so you can join the virtual walk online. Hey, even if it's $5, you guys, this will add up. Search Natasha Wright, this is Mom, on Facebook. That's Natasha, N-A-T-A-S-H-A, and then Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. She's got it public on her Facebook. You can click the link to donate towards Savannah's team for this Walk to Cure Lupus. I just want to thank both of you so much, Savannah.
Thank you.
I know you guys, we've been kind of going back and forth on scheduling. I just thank you guys for taking the time for Empower Wichita.
Oh, no, we thank you for taking your time.
All right, we're going to take some selfies. Is that okay?
Yes, okay.
We'll be right back for Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
Empower Wichita continues after this on Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.